Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's the weirdest gift you've gotten from someone? Maybe the creepiest? This text came in. It says, "Hey, gang. My birthday was on Friday. I need to be anonymous for this one. Okay. Don't even say what state I live in."
Wow. Jeez, man.
Now, that being said, before I continue, I think you're going to see maybe a flaw in that plan.
Is this gift state specific?
Is it super Yeah, something about it is going to be super.
It's not like everybody had a, like half of America had a birthday Friday and got this specific gift.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
anonymous isn't going to.
You don't know.
My birthday was on Friday. Please keep this anonymous. Don't even say which state I'm in. My husband has been telling me for weeks that he had a wonderful gift for my birthday and that I was going to love it. I'm not going to lie. I ended up being super excited. Couldn't wait. Like a child.
Yeah.
And on Friday, he gave it to me. And I don't like it. It creeps me out and I don't know how to tell him. My cat died in January. I loved that cat. Had had it since I was in middle school, and I was devastated. I was depressed a bit for a couple weeks. On Friday, I got my cat back.
Hello, pussy.
My husband hired a taxidermist and had my cat stuffed.
Oh, no.
Okay, we talked about this not too long ago. I don't hate this idea.
Mm. Oh, man, that is just...
Really?
I don't hate it.
Oh, man, that's... I mean, it's like one step... behind stuffing a baby.
Not the same. Not the same.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
One step behind. That's a big step. That is a big, big step.
Maybe, but it's still creepy as balls. I'm with her. Or him.
Did he get the full body done, or did he do just like the head on a plaque kind of thing?
It's got to be a whole body.
Oh, really?
Spire.
I was thinking head on the plaque. I love the head on the plaque thing.
Head like, on a plaque, like you like killed it and mounted it?
Yeah.
And then the body's sticking out the other side of the wall?
No, you just cremate the rest of the body.
You love that?
I think I do.
You're macabre.
I don't know what that means.
Gross.
Oh. Weird. You're Wednesday Addams.
I like her. So it makes sense. Okay. All right.
She says he hired a taxidermist and had my cat stuffed. That is not the way I like that sentence to work. They did a great job, but it's creepy. It does not make me feel good about my cat. In fact, it makes me miss him more. I checked looked at our account.
That's always there.
I realized he paid $4,500 to have it done.
Oh, he did?
Is that a good price for a taxidermied cat?
Is that the going rate for a stuffed animal?
I don't know.
I have no idea if that's a
outrageous
price or spot on.
That's got to be an outrageous. Well, I mean, it just is an outrageous price. Even if it's the going rate, that's an outrageous price to pay to stuff a cat that you didn't spend that much on while it was live.
Yeah, should have spent that on medical attention. No offense, lady.
My God.
I feel like I'd much rather have like the animal cremated. And if you're going to get $4,000 worth of a gift, like let's go on a trip. And get a painting done off of Etsy.
You want a painting of your cat? One of those ones where they look like they're the king?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great idea too.
One of the pillows where when you rub your hand over it, it's like all sparkly, but then you rub it
the other direction, it's like their back.
And it's your dead cat.
Yeah. Yep. It's like you're closing its eyes after its death.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Just checked our account. It's $4,500. I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to tell him. If he's not an idiot, he could tell when you got it and you went,
then you can return it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Take the stuffing out and just keep it. He thought I would love it, but it's so creepy to wake up in the morning and see my cat lying on the couch or at the foot of our bed. He keeps moving it to where we are.
No, it's
Oh, he's moving it with you?
It's like an elf on a shelf.
This guy's got a problem.
Today, kitty cat got into the
cheese. This guy needs
there he is in the fridge.
It's a little frightening and horrifying. What should I do? Well, I would probably let the house burn down when he's gone so that thing would be gone too. That is gross.
I don't like
No offense. If you like it and you have those, if you're weird like Kelly.
Yeah. You got to be weird. You got to be weird for that.
I do. Like, we have a pet graveyard at home, at my, like, the house my parents ended up building. And the dogs that we had, my parents bury there.
Sure.
And most recently, my dad had his, like, favorite cat pass away. The cat was, like, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And so he is buried back there. Now, I keep thinking back to, like, mounting them. And I don't love the idea of having, like, Jake and Buddy and Molly and Achilles all lining my parents' hallways. But I don't love it. I think if I walked into one of those weird stores where that type of stuff is there, I'd be like, oh, this is kind of cool.
I would be like, wow, this is effed up. I mean, you do that with animals you like hunt and murder. You don't do that to like loved animals, like pets.
See, that's, to me, more twisted. Like, I murdered this, and now I'm showing it off, versus I loved this, and now I'm showing it off.
I mean, honestly, all of it's weird to me. I don't really understand taxidermy, but, like, to each their own. Like, you know, you want your trophy, knock yourself out. I think it's all a little weird, but I don't know, man. Stuffing a pet seems so weird to me.
Yeah.
And you got to dust it, too.
Okay, that does make it, that makes it weird.
Yeah, you know. God.
That's weird.
Somebody says, my boss killed a state record black bear and had it stuffed, and that cat cost twice as much to have done as the bear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that he's got to be money laundering, too, or something. Maybe that cat's filled with cocaine.
Maybe it's cocaine cat.
Yeah. Maybe he's hiding something inside of it.
Or maybe he's just, like, stealing money in their relationship. Like, yeah. Charge me $4,500. I'll give you $500, and then you hand me $4,000 back.
I bet that's what it is, man. He is banking.
We just say that recklessly. Sorry, ma'am. We think your husband's doing blow or worse.
Something's weird. this math doesn't add.
This is a good question. If you happen to be listening, ma'am, how did your husband get the cat's body?
Yeah.
What did you think happened to it originally?
That was the first thing I thought
That's
of.
That's a really good point.
So he just said, hey, don't worry. I will, I'll dispose of the body.
Maybe he said he would bury
it
or
in
something.
In the freezer for a couple weeks.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, when, I had to put my cat down when she was sick, and that really sucked. But the vet asked, do you want us to have have her delivered to the cremation area, or do you want to take her? And we'd made the decision, and I had already called the place, and I was like, I'll take her. Like, that was kind of weird for me to think, like, I'll just leave her here, bye. But it was still, like, one of those things, if somebody I was dating at the time had offered, I don't know, I probably would have been like, no, I'll take her. I don't know. So if he did that to be nice,
he might have,
and then Wayne got her taxidermied.
Wants to do that, but yeah.
Gosh, the worst part is it got ran over. So it's taxidermied, like,
no,
it's
like,
not.
Like that old stuffed animal I had, Earl the Dead Cat. You remember that?
I don't know if anybody else bought it, but Maitland was on board with that lie for a couple seconds.
Oh, that was a lie.
Yeah, it didn't get run over. It's not flat in the middle with real body stuffed on it.
I'm picturing, part of it being flat with tire marks.
Let's see. This text, I'm planning on getting my English bulldog's skull when he dies.
Why? You're an animal.
Why?
Like, why? Yeah. What are you going to do with that?
Make it into a bong?
There are those weird stores that have those types of decorations in them, and I'm always drawn to that. I want to almost like decorate my house in that weird stuff, but I can't.
No, you shouldn't.
But I do.
You should suppress that.
And never tell anyone again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person you tell about that is
a therapist, yeah.
And that's when,
and then asked to up the harsh. And then asked to up the dosage.
Yeah, and that yeah. that's like the one time where they're able to go to the authorities and tell them what you said.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously on some kind of list.
Yeah. Lexapro is not working.
I mean, I know I get the rap on the show of being the one with murder tendencies, but I'm not the one who thinks it would be cool to stuff dead pets and mount them on my wall.
Look, people have been doing this for a lot longer than I've been alive.
Oh, okay. Do you justify all old customs that way?
No.
Because I guess you should get a dress on, honey.
I just don't. Oh, gross. I just don't think it's that weird. The whole body does weird me out.
I was just
out.
Kidding, by the way. Oh, I know. I didn't like that.
I didn't either. But no, I'm just kidding. But it doesn't weird me out to think of it like as a plaque or a mount.
I think, again,
I would
that
like
feels
get her ears
so
pierced
much worse.
Too, to make it weird.
Why don't you keep, by that account, though, why don't you keep the skull of your grandmother? You know what I mean? Like,
ooh, yeah.
No, see, we talked
maybe
about
get your
this
grandma's
before.
Hand
it's
and
different.
Mount that on a wall and you can hang keys from
it's
it.
Different. Yeah. It's a human. I have a deer skull in my house that's real, like that we found
human
in the woods.
Skulls are cool.
Yeah, but I would, that's illegal. Like, you can't do that.
I bet you can apply for.
I think unless
I got a permit,
right? I'm sure.
Yeah,
there
I think
are,
you probably have to
but...
just. Yeah,
we told you
have
the
a
same,
skull permit.
Yeah, and since When You Care With the Law, I said the same thing about those eagle talons you guys brought back from Wyoming.
I didn't bring back any eagle talons. Don't you dare say that. Oh my
Wink.
God! You get in so much trouble just for crossing the
oh,
state
yeah.
lines with bones.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be in trouble. Any,
yeah.
How do you know how much? How do you know how much trouble you get in for crossing state lines with bones?
Because when we go to Wyoming and Ross does his hunting, he can't bring back
oh,
the elk bones.
I thought you meant like human bones.
No, because he had to turn them and like Lord. Get all the meat off the bones.
Oh, really? You can't bring back the bones of an elk?
It's super illegal to cross state lines. And I don't think it just applies to elk. I think it applies to
really
wow
multiple
I wonder
type
why.
Of game.
Maybe sure, there's it, maybe some it dumb has reason. To do it. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, did the bones contain disease?
I know.
Diseases?
Yeah, maybe it carries disease. Oh,
I mean, I know you can't take wood, across the bridge to the Upper Peninsula because it might have the emerald ash yeah. borer in it.
Right.
Right.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear that? That's now Crispy and McCrispy strips meeting creamy Caesar sauce. Sounds extra crispy. Caesar sauce at McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.